Chapter 1. Kristoff. The great hall of Castle Constanta was decorated with midnight blue and swirling silver banners, the crescent moon symbol displayed proudly on each one. Vampires, humans, fairies, wraiths, werewolves, and many other supernaturals wandered around the castle, chatting with each other, eating and enjoying the festivities. Servants shuffled out of the great hall with empty platters, only to quickly replace them with plates full of food. The celebrations had been going on for a couple of weeks now, and we encouraged everyone in the Kingdom of Constanta to come to celebrate at the castle. Many of the East villagers and even West villagers came to join the festivities, including my own family. Besides all the delicious food inside the castle, the villagers had set up a makeshift market and fair on the castle grounds, offering more food, items to purchase, and fun events and games. A celebration like this hadn't been seen since the Great Purge. I dipped in and out of the festivities the last few days, but currently, I was several floors above the Great Hall, in the Queen, and now the King's, room, laughing and celebrating with the Queen's Council, my friends.
All hail Kristoff, King of Constanta.
Rosmarin, the Vampire Queen, and my mate yelled as she raised her glass and giggled. Her dark hair caressed the pale skin of her shoulders as she raised her head in laughter. The four other women lifted their various goblets of wine and blood, laughing and shouting, "All hail the king!" "Now that's not any way to speak to your king," I shouted, standing up from the bed I had been sitting on, my brown hair a mess. A pillow smacked me firmly in the face, and Rosmarin pulled me back onto the bed and proceeded to shower me with kisses.
"All right, you two,"
came the stern voice of our goth Korean vampire friend, Rachel. She stood in the middle of the room, arms crossed over her chest. She wore an elegant, black, sparkling dress, made complete with a gothic corset outlined in silver.
"I think we'd better go address the kingdom."
"But that's boring,"
I cried in my whiniest voice.
"Yes, but it is your duty now, king."
Erwin smiled at us from across the room. Her attire was far different from Rachel's, but just as gorgeous. Her short, green gown showed off her dainty legs, and lacy material accented her shimmering fairy wings. Her long, red hair fell down her shoulders in ripples.
"I need to finish dressing,"
Rosmarin called back.
"Just give us a minute."
Onyx, the well-known gargoyle called the Doombringer, dressed in her royal soldier uniform with new sparkling badges pinned to her chest, got up and, with a knowing nod, left the room. Rachel and Erwin followed. Sahar the sorceress lingered behind. As did all of my companions, Sahar looked stunning in an array of flowing golden silks that danced around her feet with each of her movements. The Israeli charmer wore her customary golden headpiece woven with beads, and her long dark hair sported golden rings that jingled as she moved her head.
"Don't be too long now, you mischievous rulers,"
she teased, and with a wave she exited the room, leaving Rosmarin and me alone.
"Now that I have you all to myself, King of Constanta, what shall I do with you?"
Rosmarin crawled over to me on the bed, and she pushed me over and sprawled on top of me. She kissed me lightly, a noticeable glint in her silver eyes.
"Excuse me, miss. I think you meant to call me by my full title, King of Constanta and Lightbearer."
Another giggle escaped her lips, sounding like the purest music to my ears. She punched me in the chest and gave me another kiss before climbing off me. She stood up and smoothed out her black and dark blue velvet gown, looking as much as the Vampire Queen as ever. She stretched out her arms toward me, and I grabbed her hands.
Rosmarin pulled me off our bed and enveloped me in a warm hug.
I'm happy to have you with me, Kristoff,
she whispered into my ear. I'm happy I'm here too, I whispered back, thinking of all the trials we had recently faced together. A horde of zombies, the Blood Drake, a monster of a woman, and a literal demon from hell. And none of those obstacles had torn us apart. Not even death itself. We exited our room, hand in hand, and descended the many flights of stairs to the great hall. The whole of the castle was decorated for the festivities, with blue and silver banners strewn across the halls and plastered along the walls. I had never seen the castle so cheery, with the decorations and hosts of people coming in and out of the castle. The rest of the council members were waiting for us at the top of the stairs leading down into the great hall. Rosmarin, with her hand in mine, and I descended first, the rest of the council trailing behind us. At first, the crowd held a reverent silence to pay their respects to their leaders, but their excitement boiled over, like a steaming pot of water, and the room burst into cheers and applause. A huge smile broke out across Rosmarin's face, and I felt my cheeks lift with my own big grin. I had never felt so much happiness, love, and fullness in my whole life. On our way to the dais, we passed by my family. My mom stood with my blonde-headed siblings on either side of her. Both Thea and Tyrion were taller than her now, and they looked like a stunning young lord and lady. I gave them a wink and a smile as we passed. I escorted Rosmarin, my queen, to her throne, and sat next to her in a new chair constructed for me. Like Rosmarin's, my throne resembled a great gargoyle. Our council sat in ornate chairs on either side of us, and as we took our seats, so did the entire great hall. A silence fell over everyone. Rosmarin stood slowly, appearing as the stern, tough, kind, compassionate queen that she was. She began to speak, and her voice rang like a musical bell as it carried out over the crowd.
Thank you all for coming and celebrating with us. This is a huge victory for us all, and it is a reminder that Constanta will always stand strong, no matter what horrors we face.
She wiped tears from her eyes before they fell down her soft cheeks.
I realize now that the only way we managed to win was because we stuck together, and we helped each other.
She reached for my hand, and I took hers, massaging the back of her hand with my thumb.
I apologize for not being the queen you all deserved.
She paused as she looked down at the ground.
I especially apologize to those of you who are from the West Village. I thought my absence was best for you, but I realize now that we are only as strong as our weakest links, and so now is the time to rebuild, and we will be stronger than we ever have been before.
Cheers rang out again as Rosmarin finished her words. She waited, smiling until the great hall quieted once more.
We have another matter we must attend to.
She beamed down at me and pulled on my arm, beckoning me to stand. I rose to my feet, gazing out over the many faces, human and supernatural. These were my people.
I would like to introduce to you,
Rosmarin continued,
Kristoff, your new king.
More applause and cheers echoed through the hall. That feeling of warmth radiated through my body, and even I could see the faint glow that beamed out of my skin. In the past few months, I had gone from being a simple human thief from the West Village to a king, and the one called the Lightbearer with superhuman powers and shiny new fangs, who helped destroy not only masses of zombies, but the Blood Drake and her demon offspring. The room quieted, and everyone waited for me to speak. At first, I wasn't sure what I could say, but then the words came to me, or perhaps I just let my heart spill out. From this day forth,
As your king, I promise that each and every citizen of Constanta, each and every one of you, will always have a voice. I remember growing up in the West Village, feeling like some forgotten part of the kingdom, having to steal just to get by. I squeezed Rosmarin's hand, just for a little extra support. I promise you, none of you will ever be forgotten again. Like my queen said. I brought her hand up to my lips and kissed it. We're strongest when we are together. We all stood and cheered, Rosmarin in the council and I together with our people, with renewed determination to make Constanta the best it could be. On cue, the musicians began playing a cheerful tune, and the great hall filled with the chatter of happy people returning to the food and festivities.
Great speech, my lord,
Rosmarin whispered in my ear, and then she bit it softly. A shiver ran down my spine, and I silently cursed her for trying to arouse me in public. Yet, at the same time, I couldn't help my mouth curling up in a smirk. Come on, let's all get our food, and then we can convene in the royal chambers, I proposed. Before the words had even scarcely left my mouth, Onyx and Erwin pushed past down towards the great table covered with decadent food. Rosmarin, Sahar, Onyx, and I followed suit. Ari and Sahar each grabbed plates, while Onyx grabbed two giant platters, and all three loaded them up with meats, cheeses, rolls, and cakes. I filled a plate of my own, while Rosmarin and Rachel opted for goblets of life-giving blood. We filed upstairs, away from the noise and laughter, but our own laughter echoed through the halls. It felt good to be with these women, to laugh with them, and to enjoy each other's company. I had met all of these women during some not-so-happy times, and now that the threat had disappeared, I saw a new side of everyone. Erwin, usually level-headed and mature, took on a far more silly demeanor. She was always joking with Rachel or Onyx, with a cute smile on her face, and even Rachel seemed lighter, and I often caught her smiling and laughing too, her charcoal-lined eyes truly happy. Onyx, still the tough doom-bringer I had met all those months ago, had a softer, more affectionate side to her now. And the sorceress with the gift of foresight? Well, she absolutely glowed. Her laughter rolled out of her like healing springs bubbling up from the earth. Rosmarin, too, was always in high spirits, her great burden of leading a war now off her shoulders. Those dark bags that usually sat underneath her eyes disappeared, and she was vibrant. It was amazing how happy these women made me, but then again, of course they did. They were all so special and wonderful in their own unique ways, and I felt lucky to call them friends. We entered into the royal chambers, all sitting around the table that we had spent so many nights planning strategies from. Those tense moments felt like a lifetime ago now, and I was thankful we got to share moments like these. We sat, ate our food, and enjoyed each other's presence. As my companions talked and laughed, a thought ran through my head. I wondered how long this peace would last. Sure, we destroyed the zombies in our neck of the woods, but what about in other parts of the world? The past few days had been all happiness and celebration, but something, whether my own anxieties or some knowing intuition, caused a shadow to pass over my heart. I looked up, and Sahar's deep, dark eyes met mine. Somehow, I knew she was thinking the same thing as me. She gave me a small smile as if to say,
"Do not worry, Lightbearer. We will conquer all obstacles together."
I returned her smile before someone knocked me out of my thoughts.
"Why the long face, Your Majesty?"
Rachel mocked playfully, sticking her tongue out as she said those last words. "Well, if you wish to know the thoughts of your lord," I mimicked her tone in response, "I was only just thinking about how..." I paused, thinking of the right words. "How happy I am to know all of you." I smiled, knowing my unusual seriousness probably would catch them off guard.
And it did, because none of them spoke for a minute, but I knew my words touched them as I glanced at each smiling face staring back at me. Rosmarin grabbed my hand and squeezed it.
"We would be lost without you, my love," she said with a beaming smile at me.
Onyx laughed.
"Would have thought the little thief would save us all."
"What's the saying?" I mused. "Never judge a vampire by its fangs."
"Who says that?"
Eri asked. "I don't know. I just made it up," I replied, and we all erupted into full-bellied laughter.
"Speaking of fangs, show us yours,"
Rachel beckoned to me. I flashed my new pointy teeth at the council and poked one of the points with my tongue, eliciting applause, laughter, and catcalls. After I had been resurrected, my once human body had received several upgrades. Not only were my powers fully awakened, but I could sense new things I never could before with my human body. I also was much stronger. My skin glowed brighter, and I had fangs, which made the mating process with Rosmarin that much more enjoyable.
"Hold on, everyone. Hold on,"
Zahar called above the laughter, and then she stood and raised her bracelet-covered arms.
"I've prepared special drinks for this evening."
She motioned towards a side table where silver champagne glasses held a glowing green liquid.
"With a color like that, they must offer a good time," I said.
Zahar only smiled and gave that knowing nod of hers. She grabbed the tray of drinks and set it in the center of the table.
"Well, bottoms up,"
I yelled, grabbing a glass and downing it in a single gulp. I expected the effects to take time to set in, but the room began to sway immediately, and my body felt like 100 fairies were carrying me through the clouds.
"Wow, you guys gotta try this,"
I slurred, eliciting giggles from the group. They each took a glass. Onyx and Rachel downed their glasses in a single gulp as well, but the more elegant members of our group sipped the drinks delicately.
"Oh, come on, that's no fun. I thought this was the Monster Girl Defense Force, not the Sissy Bunch,"
I called out as I tried to stand. I wound up wobbling like a baby taking his first steps. Rosmarin shrugged and downed the rest of her drink, and Zahar followed suit.
"What the hell?"
Eri muttered before she tipped the green liquid into her mouth as well. Soon, we were all laughing and stumbling around. Dainty Erwin broke into full song and dance, and surprisingly, Onyx joined in. It shocked me to see how limber she was, but then again, a skilled warrior has to be light on her feet. We all joined in the dance, Zahar twirling in her silks and Rachel jumping up on the table to clap and shout. I grabbed Rosmarin's hand and pulled her in close, swaying back and forth and then spinning her around.
"If only I could stop time and we could live this moment for eternity. If only..."